Larry Lava asked a great question from Rakiki Beach. Is there money?
No.
Have you seen
I like
money?
This guy.
Yeah, I mean, is there money? We do have digital exchange. Is there economic exchange going on, Ion?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, see? There is a lot of economic exchange going on, and that's what we should be calling money.
Uh-huh.
Well, money is not... So what we're really saying is that money as a form of economic exchange is quite minimal.
You should have asked what species of money he's referring to, right?
Okay, well, ask for him. What species of money is there, Ion?
Cotton and linen.
Right, and that's like the commodity thing that Nick brings up. It's a commodity market.
No, that's what paper money's made out of.
So what did I... Is there a species of money? Yes, and that's the species. Okay, that species, how's it doing today?
It costs more to produce it than it is worth.
Okay, so when I... buy my Snicker bars at the canteen, I give them a couple of paper cash. What is that?
The equivalent of a Snicker bar.
It's an exchange.
So there is money in the sea. So you got to be particular. What is Ion defining here?
There's exactly. That there,
ownership. Clear delineation of ownership. Because if someone handed you the Snicker bar and said, here, you would have issue with that. You want to own what you're consuming.
No. If they handed me one, I have no problem with the ownership issue.
I understand, but after a moment, then they would own you because they would control.
No, they wouldn't. They'd find out it didn't work, whatever they thought.
Right. For you, okay, talk about a normal human, Ion.
Okay. If you take it like a normal human, like our Matthew, you get bitch slapped on cash flow.
So, let's get this defined, James. You see, he's saying that there's some kind of freedom of economic exchange coordinates now. Anything be exchanged
ownership.
For anything.
It's just ownership, Bob. It's just, and it can be gifted.
Oh, okay. You get this, James. Declaring your God today is declaring your form of economic exchange
sovereignty.
Unit.
Sovereignty.
Yeah, that's. I would agree with that.
So anything can be traded if you have an agreement.
But it's not about the value of the exchange. It's that there is an exchange.
Right.
Otherwise, they call it stealing.
So when he says, is there money, it as a universal standard of exchange that everything, that was the rule that governed, which was caused.
Sorry, Bob.
Yeah, caused by
the. You can't gauge it as money because the value of money is going up and down all the time.
Right, because the electric environment went around the printing press world that made money temporarily a standard.
The U.S. dollar is worth this many yuan. Well, the yuan is worth this many yen. Well, the yen is worth this many great British pounds. Well, and that's bought and sold. The money itself is bought and sold in exchange for money's bought and sold.
That's
so even the qualifier is qualifying itself.
That's tactility. That's tactility. It's
so
extended.
We make no to-do of money. We make all to-do of ownership in that radical exchange. Because then here's what's missing out of the conversation. If someone handed you a Snicker bar, okay, and said, here, I have an extra Snicker bar that's going to go bad, so I would like you to have it. Bob, your response would be gratitude and appreciation. Well, that's a medium of exchange as well. But you can't get there by, I'm going to be thankful, so damn your soul, give me that Snicker bar now. See, that's supplication. As it occurs, that absolutely can be a form or means of sometimes payment. But it's a tricky place. So as you're coming into your place of power, it's best to stay in a position of owning your knowing. Then you won't have someone else tell you what you own.